When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Astraya Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraya Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 5th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Truck driver arrested for fatal traffic collision at Golden Hill Road. Prescribed burns in Santa Margarita today. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Yesterday morning, a traffic collision occurred in Paso Robles at the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Highway 46 East. Police officers and paramedics responded to the incident at about 5:30 a.m., according to a release by the Paso Robles Police Department. The department says the involved vehicles were a four-door Lexus and a 2017 green and white Freightliner box truck. The police department says the driver of the Lexus, a 63-year-old Paso Robles man, stopped at a red light on westbound Highway 46 at Golden Hill Road. The Freightliner, also driving westbound, failed to slow down enough to stop and struck the Lexus from behind, killing the driver of the Lexus. The Freightliner's driver, 25-year-old Jean Marco Huaman Castro, was arrested for vehicular manslaughter and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. The investigation remains ongoing, but drugs and or alcohol do not appear to be factors. Paso Robles Public Works announced a lane closure has been scheduled for a section of Niblick Road. The section will be a portion of the westbound right lane of Veterans Memorial Bridge. The closure will occur Monday, December 8th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Crews will install a city seal medallion on the bridge column and a new lettering designating the structure as Veterans Memorial Bridge. Motorists should anticipate minor delays and are encouraged to use caution when traveling through the work zone. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo conducting prescribed burn near Santa Margarita. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting pile burn operations near Santa Margarita today from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Operations will take place at 7227 Calf Canyon Highway, about a quarter mile east of Highway 58 and Poza Roads intersection. Crews will be burning accumulated vegetation, which supports long-term wildfire resilience and enhances safety for residents and first responders. Smoke may be visible in the area throughout the project. CAL FIRE will be working in coordination with the County Air Pollution Control District to ensure all burning will occur under approved weather and air quality conditions. Two cultural burns are scheduled near Highway 101 next week, and community members can expect to see both smoke and some traffic delays. The burns will be happening at Miyasi Open Space near the base of the Cuesta Grade on Thursday, December 11th, and then another at Johnson Ranch Open Space near the Highway 101 exit for Higuera Street Friday, December 12th. These burns are interagency operations hosted by a Northern Chumash tribe with support from CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo and other agencies. This is part of a vegetation management effort, with cultural burns having significant importance to indigenous tribes of California. Smoke will be present in nearby communities on the day of the burn. Slo County APCD will be working with all involved agencies to ensure up-to-date air quality information is provided to the public. Paso Robles High School Theater Company is proud to present Shakespeare in Love for its fall play. Performances will be held this weekend and next, December 5th through the 7th and December 12th through the 14th at the Paso Robles High School Performing Arts Center. A stage adaptation of an Academy Award-winning film, the play follows a young William Shakespeare in Elizabethan England, battling a writer's block, as well as finding love and inspiration as he crafts his most famous works. The play balances drama, humor, heart, and a Shakespearean flair. Tickets are available online now and may also be sold at the box office. North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation will be presenting its 29th annual Nutcracker, a storybook ballet, this weekend. Performances will be held at Cal Poly Spanos Theater tonight at 7 p.m., Saturday at 5 p.m., and on Sunday at 2 p.m. This year's production marks the return of founder and artistic director Cheryl Armstrong, leading more than 70 dancers across San Luis Obispo County back to the stage. Many cast members are second-generation performers whose parents danced in earlier productions for this nearly three-decade community tradition. Guest artists will also be joining the cast, adding to another level of professional artistry to this holiday classic. Tickets can be purchased at PacSlo.org, PacSlo.evenue.net. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m., and the countdown starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Then on Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown city park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and heading towards Pine Street. And the Templeton Recreation Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Recreation Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa Claus, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. This event is free with no RSVP necessary. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Lions beat the Cowboys 44-30. On Sunday, KPRL will have the Steelers and Ravens in the morning, then the Raiders against the Broncos, and finally the Chiefs against the Texans. In the NBA, Yesterday, the Lakers beat the Raptors 123-120. The 76ers over the Warriors 99-98. The Celtics beat the Wizards 146-101. The Jazz over the Nets 123-110. The Timberwolves beat the Pelicans 125-116. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Celtics. The Clippers will go against the Grizzlies. The Pacers will face the Bulls. The Suns will go against the Rockets. And the Thunder will face the Mavericks. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real downtown Atascadero and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News, a California lobbyist and former advisor to several state leaders, pleads guilty in a political corruption case. Greg Campbell pleading guilty for his role involving aides to Governor Newsom and former State Attorney General Javier Becerra.
Today, Mr. Campbell fully accepted responsibility for his actions, although neither Mr. Campbell nor his lobbying firm received any benefits, financial or otherwise.
Attorney Todd Pickles, Campbell pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud and conspiracy against the government. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa confirming he will not run for office in Texas, but says he was approached about it.
You know, my intention is to stay right where I am, and more importantly, to help the whole team.
Issa says he intends to seek re-election in California next year, even though his district is being redrawn to favor Democrats. A man shot by LA County Sheriff's deputies after he was seen holding a baby hostage. It happened in Paramount. Cops arriving. Suspect seen holding a baby and a gun. A short standoff. Then deputies open fire. The baby's okay. Jeff Scott, California News.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
At this wonderful time of the year, we think of all of our friends and neighbors in the North County. This blessed time is a great opportunity to count all the things we have to be grateful for. It's also an excellent time to remember the reason for the season. May the spirit of Christmas bring you and your family hope, happiness, love, and health throughout the year to come. From Brad Dick Chiropractic, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. For specialty crop farmers, 2025 has offered little relief from mounting financial pressures. Markets that once promised stable margins are now defined by volatility, with production expenses outpacing price gains and exports at risk under global trade uncertainties. Despite contributing more than $75 billion in farm gate value, over a third of all U.S. crop sales, growers of specialty crops such as fruits, nuts, and vegetables have fewer risk management and safety net options to help weather these challenges. The result is a widening gap between cost and revenue that threatens profitability across much of the farm economy. The diversity that defines the sector also amplifies its vulnerability. Each crop relies on distinct production systems, marketing channels, and labor demands, making it difficult to design one-size-fits-all safety nets or risk management tools. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny Monday through Friday next week. Mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 30 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Victoria's Secret stock is surging in early trading on Wall Street on a better-than-expected third-quarter earnings report, which showed the company's turnaround plan is working. Sales rose 9% year-over-year to $1.5 billion. Hewlett-Packard shares are getting hit.
Their sales outlook for this quarter missed expectations. They make these AI servers and some of their clients. The deals were pushed into the new year. Why? HPE says government shutdown and some of the data centers were not ready to take the servers. So that affected the timing.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. And Southwest Airlines is cutting its 2025 earnings forecast, expecting earnings before interest and taxes of about $500 million, down from a previous forecast of $600 to $800 million, because of lower revenue in the shutdown and higher fuel prices. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
The holidays have arrived, bringing friends and family together. Bovino Vineyards invites you and your guests to enjoy our award-winning wines and spectacular views from the rolling hills of El Pomar Drive. Choose one of the 16 varietals grown on our 42-acre vineyard or a brilliant blend to share around the table with those you cherish. From Albarino to Cabernet, Sauvignon Blanc to Syrah, Arneas to Zinfandel, we have a vintage to delight the heart and capture the essence of Paso Robles this holiday season.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, after a couple of years, it's back. The Critter Creek Ranch, the Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display through December from 5 till 9. No, excuse me, 5 till 9. It's out there on La Ponza Road, 3897, 3.5 miles south of 41. And they'll have the open ranch day coming up on the 13th. Hot chocolate, hot apple cider, lots of goodies, and Christmas cheer, of course. There's no charge for this. And it's all made possible with the help of these friendly businesses like Slow Camp and Back, John Whitford Communications, and Roar Hay and Feed. So enjoy it. It's back. Okay. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text that as well. 238-KPRL on the Friday. Coming up this afternoon, Darsha and Kenny will be in with Open Mic Friday, and that it means you talk about anything that you'd like to talk about, so call in or even do the text. All right, let's see here. This has to do with the Lush at the high school getting some money for showing up and then the resignation agreement.
Here I am, I'm drunk again.
On the email, it says here, drunk principal. My sister is a high school teacher in the Bay Area. When I sent her the article about our principals, she responded, "Wow, that's all it takes to get a paid leave? Why didn't I think of that?" Okay. Oh, boy. All righty, let's see here on the text. "Good morning, Kevin. I think they want the firing of the principal to be quiet so as not to tarnish the local wine industry." What? Paso touts as comparable to Napa. "It may hurt the taxes brought into the city if tourism slows down to due to a bad name, just like paying Ty Lewis to leave. Not a good track record with city hiring. My job would not pay me to leave if I were a lush. How long had it been her showing up to work drunk?" I don't think anybody that comes to Paso Robles cares about the school district or any of the issues within the city. I don't know how many of us travel and go to a place and say, "I'm not going there because the school district has some issues or the city has some issues." I may be wrong on that. I never have. Chris, when you travel, have you ever looked up to what's going on in the city other than you want to go there?
No.
No, I haven't either. Now, there may be some cities, as I've mentioned over the years, that I will never go back to because of the environment and how it's changed, and two of those would be San Francisco. No, I can't say, because I will go to a baseball game in San Francisco, but not to the city itself, and I will never go back to San Diego simply because it's turned into a crap hole. Glad I got to see what I did there, but I don't think that this is the case here. Now, regarding how long had she been showing up to work drunk, that's an issue that I'm sure that will never get looked at because of reports, particularly through now social media, that this was brought to the attention to many in the school before, going back at least 6 months. I have been told that some officials in the school were aware of it, but until recently, nothing was done. I don't know if there was plans in the works or anything, or talking to. I don't know that, but that is something that probably will not get looked at. And again, the public will be in the dark as to the so-called leaders and so forth. Why didn't they do something sooner if it was known about or at least brought to their attention? So there you have that. Once again, okay, let's see here. Here we go. New California laws. These are employment laws you need to know. And there's a whole bunch of them there. While California's equal pay law prohibits employers from paying employees lower wages based on their sex, the new law changes the wording to another sex to include 9 non-binary genders. I know on the, I don't know if it's, I'm pretty sure it's the state employments of the labor laws that we have to have up here at the station in the break room. I notice it's, what was the terminology? And I never bothered to go back and do a little Webster's dictionary on it. Oh, non-conforming. Non-conforming. Okay. Let's see here. Now, here's one, folks, you got to be aware of, you businesses. Expanded relationships that qualify for paid family leave. Under current California law, paid family leave laws provide up to 8 weeks of partial wage replacement to eligible workers for reasons such as bonding with a new child or caring for a seriously ill family member. Under the new 2026 law, which begins July 1st, 2028, under the new law, 2026 law, which begins in 2028, that's the way it reads, a designated person will be defined as anyone related by blood or whose association with the individual is the equivalent of a family relationship. There's no other definition regarding this, but I can't imagine what could possibly go wrong with that. I'm sure nobody will exaggerate the family relationship regarding the paid family leave. Nah, people wouldn't do that. People would not exaggerate on that at all. We know that. All right. Let's see here. What else do we have going around the state or the nation, at least here? This one. There is more of your tax money at work. There is a site that Newsom just authorized. It's a online portal for members of the public to report misconduct by federal authorities. And this is from California amid the Trump administration's mass deportation campaign that has pitted the White House against local and state officials. The portal was announced by Newsom just a day ago and by the state attorney general, too. Both frequent, well, we know that. And it says, we're not going to stand by while anyone, including federal agents, abuses their authority in California. This is what your Governor Newsom said. The new portal gives Californians an easy and safe way to speak up, share what they see, and help us hold people accountable. No one is above the law. I get a laugh when I hear that coming from politicians. No one is above the law. You people are so full of it, you're going to sink in it. The site allows the public to upload images and video footage to assist the California Department of Justice create a record of potential unlawful conduct by federal agents in an effort to determine possible legal action the state may take. So we have, it doesn't say here how much it's going to cost the state to do this and what are the guidelines. One can only imagine how much information they're going to get and the ICE agents and so forth. So okay, that is, again, some more of your tax money, which we have lots of it, so no big deal for the people here in California. And then also getting over to about the something I was thinking about watching this debate go on nationally regarding the boat bombs of the sightseeing people and the fishermen there, and some people are upset at it. And, you know, the poll that we had yesterday, again, I apologize for not getting the results yesterday. It was 33 people were okay with the bombing and 15 said no. All right, so we're so concerned, or supposedly so concerned, about the drugs doing damage to people here in the United States of America. Supposedly. But as was brought up yesterday, I think in the 8 o'clock hour, someone called in and said, look, all you have to do is follow in the money in this. So I did follow some of the money, not specifically who this would help if we don't bomb them, because the old, you know, the way of the Coast Guard and all that, it wasn't working. So, for example, there is funding to key countries, and this has to do with the supposedly counter-narcotics funding. Colombia, for example, the largest single country recipient of United States money, Colombia received over $200 million in U.S. foreign aid this year, and a total of $761 million since 2023. Now, this is directed towards counter-narcotics efforts. To counter. So the question is, what has happened to that $761 million? Doesn't seem to have done much. In Mexico, the United States has provided over $3 billion in assistance to Mexico going back some years to address organized crime and reduce drug trafficking. Aid for Mexico is focused on improving its capacity to detect and seize illicit drugs and other chemicals. How has that been working? Where has the $3 billion gone? Peru has received around $27 million in aid specifically for narcotics control programs. How is that done? The Latin America as a region from the State Department's 2023 budget allocated more than $225 million of its total counter-narcotics request for Latin America countries. How has that worked out? Here's a question I've often asked myself, and I know that this may be a little bit naive. What if we were to tell all of these countries, you'll get no more money, whether it's for drugs, humanitarian aid, or anything else? Now, humanitarian aid could come from some other people, you know, nonprofit organizations and so forth, but not from the taxpayers anymore. Unless you clean up your own country, you'll get nothing. What do you think the reaction would be? And why can't that be done? Is that unrealistic to say no more money? None. All right, let's see here on the text. Not to worry, Kevin. Jim Cogan will just say the lawyer told me not to say anything. well, that's what they do. Let's see here again on the text. Honor among thieves, teacher's code of ethics. Well, thank you for the text material. I always appreciate that. So anyway, that's all the money, and we have thrown out money numbers to you for quite a long time regarding the United States government. Also, this horrific accident yesterday on 46, yesterday morning at 5:30, the gentleman from Paso Robles was killed. And I'm assuming, Chris, I didn't see the release specifically because, and I don't know if they've changed it, but you do remember that you'd get the press release and it would be on a different form, and they would also have, in some cases, weather conditions. You remember that? I mean, I'm going to say old one, but it's not that old. You know the one I'm talking about?
I don't actually know what you're talking about for the weather conditions.
It would have check marks,
mm-hmm.
And it would say male, female, injuries, moderate, deceased, et cetera, it would have a check mark or not a check mark.
I think I've seen something similar to that coming from CHP, but not from the Paso Police Department.
Okay, that would be why. Yeah, the CHP would have that. Because I'm curious, because as I mentioned yesterday, that the fog yesterday morning was horrific. Like I said, I was doing 45 miles an hour coming down the 101. Because I simply just, I couldn't see anything. So I'm not absolving the person, but I'm wondering if that was part of it. Although there's enough lights in that area when you're coming upon it to see that, you know, there's something coming up. And anyway, but I also one of the things I wondered is the background of the person, this 25-year-old, because there has been some issues regarding truck driving here in the country and in California. And we do know, or maybe some of you don't know, that the state of California is looking into revoking about 17,000, California has moved to revoke over 17,000 licenses. These were illegally issued licenses. Now, the federal audits have found that some states, California and Minnesota, issued thousands of non-domiciled CDL licenses for individuals who reside elsewhere permanently. That means to foreign nationals who were not eligible under federal regulations. These irregularities include issuing licenses that lasted longer than the driver's legal presence or work permit or failure to meet the English language proficiency standards. And again, California has moved to revoke over 17,000 such licenses. This is because of heat from the Trump administration and I think Duffy. Not because that they wanted to do it, they allowed it to happen to begin with. So we talk about the consequences of this and people losing their lives. not only here in California, but across the United States. And we have that, I think, I don't know where the state, where it took place a couple of months ago, where the driver got the license from California. Totally illegal, failed a lot of the tests, and could not speak English. Or to meet the language proficiency standards, killed a couple of people, I believe. And I don't know where that case is now. But again, we talk about the consequences. So you have family members who get killed by a driver who should not have been licensed to begin with. Who is there to take the heat? Nobody. Nobody. They just go home, get their, I mean, they go to work, get their paycheck, and they go back to living day to day. Nothing. Meanwhile, families have to deal with the tragedy. This is you can't keep saying it's beyond belief, because we see this over and over in the United States of America. And it's just like the caller earlier today. At what point are people going to say, we have had enough? It's more than, you need more than just elect somebody. You need to stay loud about it. So, terrible incident yesterday here in Paso Robles. All right, and again, as with a lot of these cases, we probably won't find out the full details and background of this person. And the name, as usual, of the next of kin has to be notified before the name is released publicly. So, all right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Robles police and paramedics responded to a traffic collision yesterday morning at about 5:30 a.m. at the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Highway 46. A 63-year-old Paso Robles man stopped at a red light on westbound 46, but the driver of a Freightliner truck, 25-year-old John Marco Juan Castro of Bakersfield, failed to stop, crashing into the vehicle in front of him and killing the Paso Robles man. Juan Castro was arrested for vehicular manslaughter. North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation will be presenting its 29th annual Nutcracker, a storybook ballet, this weekend. Performances will be held at Cal Poly Spanos Theater tonight at 7, Sunday at 5, and Saturday at 2. This year's production marks the return of artistic director Cheryl Armstrong. Tickets can be purchased at paxlow.evenue.net. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The man accused of planting pipe bombs in D.C. on the eve of the Capitol riots will appear in court at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
After years of searching, they believe the man that allegedly left the pipe bombs outside of the RNC and DNC on January 5, 2021 is 30-year-old Brian Cole Jr. He is now facing two federal charges. There are two pieces of evidence that investigators say were crucial in landing this breakthrough: Cole's credit card history and cell phone records.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. The Supreme Court allows the GOP-favored redistricting plan in Texas to be used in next year's election.
A panel of three federal judges recently blocked the map's use, finding the boundaries are likely unconstitutional because they were drawn based on race. Texas officials appealing, disputing this. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito temporarily reinstated the map.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Time for Mattress Talk with Rich London.
I've got them with springs underneath, with latex on it, memory foam, you name it, I've got them in here. I've got them all on special prices, and of course I still have some of my closeout models too, but I've even got adjustable bases, Jerry. So whatever model bed you like, we can make it where you get your legs up so you don't get the swelling in your legs. We can get your back up, take the pressure off your back, and just give you comfort at the same time.
In Paso Robles, the mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting, with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Newsflash! Wine Country Theater presents the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
But there's a twist. It's a live radio play.
Travel back to the golden age of radio, where every sound effect, every voice is performed live for you on stage.
It's the story you love, told in a way you've never seen
or heard before.
Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. For ticket information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by the good folks there at Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, nice day. Sunny, mid-60s, clear tonight. Overnight lows of the mid to upper 30s, and then sunshine, mid-60s, sunny again on your Saturday. And what the heck, since it's the weekend, we'll do mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we could see low 70s a week from today, all sunshine. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 6:59 a.m., 4:50 p.m., and we have warmed up to 33 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding price. Let's see here. Oh, here's something to think about when you are purchasing your presents for those this year. Make sure that you are buying things, particularly with the lithium-ion batteries. Buy smart. Look for certified safety labels and avoid unverified online products. And again, this is just very, very, very important. And even if you're thinking about something that may be a little used regarding the phones, laptops, tools, e-cigarettes, and toys, and da-da-da-da, lithium-ion batteries can overheat, catch fire, or explode if damaged or misused. So make sure when you're buying these things, again, verify the products and don't get chargers that are not supposed to be with the product itself. Okay, let's see here. Coming up, when is this? The Paso Robles Lions Club announces the holiday dinner and game night, and that will take place December 16th. That is a Tuesday. That's coming up there. It's a dinner from Chef Jerry of Jerry's Barbecue. And again, December 16th, 5 o'clock, it's a holiday dinner and fundraiser. All proceeds from the event will be returned back into the Paso Robles community through the Paso Robles High School Scholarships, Sportsmanship Awards, and other local projects. So you can go to PasoRoblesLionsClub.org for additional information. All righty, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, let's see here. Just about 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Speaking of the holidays and your list and all that kind of stuff there, write it down, go in and Get her done. All right, local celebrities on this Friday. We have Tina Pierce, Jonathan Brown, Dana Stroud's having a birthday, Dennis Gomer. We have Ryan Miller, Russell Fitzsimmons, Robert Martinez. Saturday's local celebrities include Abby Lowe, Norma Duncan, Andrea Phillips, Jeanette Arnold, Justin Mead, I guess. Richard Ogden, Linda Renault, Rebecca Lynn Sanford. We have Brandon Wiebe. Tom and Rosalind Moore and Colleen and Del Andres. Sunday. Oh, look who's leading off here. Oh, man. He's still out there. Bill DeCoste, Dave Brook, Alan Thompson, Trempori, Mike Locke, Daniel Potter, Greg Draper. I see him once in a while at the gym. Kurt Olson, Allie Kemp, Priscilla Vermoonski, Bill Christensen, Ken and Lindsay Vandegon, and Bob and Jenny McKee. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of, including the 8th President of the United States, Martin Van Buren, 1782-1862. Didn't do too well. George Custer, the general, 1839, he gone, 1876. Rodeo cowboy Bill Pickett, 1870-1932. Mr. Wrigley, the gum guy, 1894-1977. Walt Disney, 1901. 1966, Otto Preminger, the director, 1905-1986. The Nashville Songwriters Association Hall of Fame, Don Robertson, wrote Please Help Me, I'm Falling, and others, 1922. Don died in 2015. Jim Hertzenbiss, he was a national sprint car. He's in the Hall of Fame, 1932-1989. Good Golly Miss Molly, Richard Penniman, Little Richard, 1932-2020. Also passing away, the Chad Mitchell Trios, Chad Mitchell, 1936. Onward we go. Let's see here. Jim Messina, Loggins and Messina, 1947. Jim Plunkett, Heisman Trophy winner, won a couple of titles with the Raiders. Jim was born in 1947. Lanny Watkins, golf guy, 1949. Steve Furness, he's got four Super Bowl rings with the Steelers, defensive tackle, 1950. Morgan Brittany, 1951. Andy Kim, the singer, Rock Me Gently and others, 1952. Jim Tressel, the coach, Hall of Fame receiver, underrated. Art Monk, 1957. Carrying on, Kerry Hamilton, 1963. Pablo Morales, remember him, he was an outstanding swimmer. A couple of gold medals and so forth. 1964, Gary Allen, the singer, 1967. Onward, Cliff Floyd, he was a pretty good baseball player, and I love him on MLB, 1972. Charlie Batch, primarily the backup quarterback for a few teams, 1974. And who else we have? Oh, this guy, man, he was a beast. LeGarrette Blount, 1986, running back. Oh, man, would not want to tackle that guy. All right, passing away on this day, he gave us, as a writer, All in the Family, Sanford and Son, Maud, the Jeffersons, and Mary Hartman, Mr. Norman Lear, 2023, Nelson Mandela, 2013, Rune Arledge, creator of Monday Night Football, 2002. Shoeless Joe Jackson, 1951. Claude Monet, or Monet for those of you, he died in 1926. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, he died in 1791. Christy Alley, I didn't know she died. Well, she did so in 2022. Bob Dole, 2021. Who else? Dave Brubeck, the jazz musician, died in 2012. Oh, Don Meredith, speaking of Monday Night Football, 2010. Beverly Garland from My Three Sons, 2008. And I guess that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pro Football Hall of Famer from Syracuse University, Mr. Art Monk.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Tonight will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic light up the downtown. Experience City Hall, the sunken gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. and the countdown starts at 6. Tomorrow, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade for Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. and ends at about 8 p.m. And the Templeton Recreation Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Rec Department. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
First round pick, 18th overall, and all he did was end up with three Super Bowl rings. NFL receptions leader, 1980s all-decade team. 940 receptions for his career, over 12,000 receiving yards, and 68 touchdowns. That's not too bad. All right, we've got one more hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.